Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So now we set our sights southward down to 670 The Score in Chicago. And Matt Spiegel from our sister station down there joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline here on the network. Matt, how you doing?
I am very good. It's almost baseball season, which is a beautiful thing when you've got the Bulls and the Blackhawks playing in your town.
All right, I'm listening to you the other day, and I wanted to scream in the radio, do not take any suggestions from any crazed fans as to how to call a home run. Let it be organic.
Oh, see, now, you've done this, though.
I have done this. Job. Yes.
Yeah, I've never done that job, and it really, I get to do one coming up here for spring training. I get to do a March 1st Cubs and Mariners game, and it's a lifelong dream to be realized, so I'm going to have a good time. And no, you're right. I will certainly not take anyone's suggestion, but it made for a good radio bit. So
it was great. It was great. I was sitting there because when I did it, I got a chance to fill in for Euchre, and you have to understand the magnitude of the chair when you sit there. So you're trying not to screw it up, but you also just want to be you. And it'll come. It flows. And once you feel the rhythm and you start to describe and understand the romance of baseball through the radio, it's actually a broadcaster's dream. It's like euphoria. It just hits you. And I think baseball is the most romantic thing to do on the radio myself. That's just my stuff.
That's awesome. As do I. It is the best sport, and it is the best milieu, the best genre to do it in. And that's why I feel like such a crime that the Oakland A's are going to have no terrestrial radio station.
Right.
It's the first team in all of professional sports to have no over-the-air radio coming this year. And I know it's there's a whole generation of fans being shut out there. Not everybody has a Bluetooth on their phone. Not everybody.
So in the other reason we wanted to get you on was this Cubs team. They cut payroll back a little bit. There's a lot of talk about Chris Bryant. Starting in the leadoff position is going to be Kyle Schwarber. And you've got a new manager. And pitching, well, John Lester didn't have a great year last year, and he's kind of been the anchor. So you tell me, where is this team right now?
This is a very interesting moment. They believe that their core of Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber, Baez, Contreras has been good, but not as good as they can be. And they've believed really for a couple of years that there's more to get out of them. And that's what David Ross is here to do. They're disappointed that they're not better offensively. They're disappointed that the last 2 years, the base running and the defense has been what Jed Hoyer called a massive failure. So they're expecting a level of accountability from Ross and a level of cooperation and interpretation with the front office, with the analytics and such, that is going to help things step forward a little bit. So I think they're expecting a little bit of a manager bump, and there might be one. Now, the other thing is that there better be, because they really didn't do a whole lot. So offensively, could they be better? Will they be better? I think both of those answers are yes. I am a believer that it was time for a manager change. I like this idea of having Bryant Rizzo up at the top. I would actually have Rizzo at the top and then Bryant, but I understand why they're going to do it the other way. But the question is really pitching. Do you get the Yu Darvish you got for the last 3.5 months last year? If so, you've got a true lockdown number ace. Kyle Hendricks, a bit of a down year, but he's fairly reliable. So you feel pretty good about that at two. And then things start to get pretty interesting and potentially dicey. And, you know, how much is John Lester going to age? Is Tyler Chatwood going to step up and be competent enough and consistent enough to be the five? And Jose Quintana better be the best version of himself that he's been as a Cub. It really hasn't happened yet. That trade looks like a big-time loss, a big-time fail. And they don't have a lot in terms of starters number 6, 7, and 8, which you usually end up having to use these days in the big league. So a little scary when you look at the rotation, especially the back half.
So as far as off the bench, you got Caratini, Descalso, David Bode. You got some guys that many people are very familiar with that have been on this team. They've been up and down. They've been contributors. David Bode, everybody remembers his big grand slam a couple of years ago. So there's some guys coming off the bench as well that give you the ability to have veteran leadership also.
Yeah, but it's just the production has not been there. Descalso was terrible offensively. They had to invent injuries just to get him off the roster. Albert Almora and Ian Happ are two of the young guys that have just not progressed. Happ showed a little bit last year when he came up from a demotion to AAA, and he'll be given a chance to get some ABs, especially early. But I'll tell you who has a very good shot to make this team, and that's Jason Kipnis. If Jason Kipnis, who's a non-roster invitee, can prove himself healthy enough to run the bases and move around enough at second base, he's going to get a chance to make this ball club, and they could probably use it. Where the Cubs have fallen off is drafting. They just have done a terrible job of drafting and developing over the last 4 to 5 years, and that has left them without good, young, cheap labor. And when you've got good, young, cheap labor, you've seen it there. We see it all over baseball. You can let Bryce Harper go when Juan Soto is making $570,000 and Victor Robles is making $600,000. Then all of a sudden you can go out and spend your $30 million for Patrick Corbin. The Cubs don't have those guys anymore. That gravy train has stopped completely. So it's up to guys like Happ and Bode to show that they can offensively deserve to be along. But they're going to have to find some flyers in Kipnis. We were hoping to get somebody like Eric Sogard, who you guys grabbed, right? But even Eric Sogard was above the salary range of what was doable for this particular Cubs offseason.
So as you see it, by the way, we're sitting here talking with our buddy Matt Spiegel from 670 The Score down in Chicago. But as you see it, tell me how you see the Central shaking out.
I worry about the Brewers because of a little bit of regression in that bullpen, if there is any, and because the rules go against you. The bullpen ingenuity that has been Craig Counsell's calling card is hampered a bit by the three-batter rule in the 26th roster spot. I have this feeling it's going to be Cardinals and Reds and Cubs battling it out for the top with the Brewers taking a step back. But my goodness, it's pretty interesting with all four of those teams. And if you told me all four of those teams were going to be between 84 and 90 wins, I'd buy it. And that would make for a tremendously entertaining summer and early fall. If pinned to it right now, it's hard for me to bet against the Cardinals' devil magic, having found a way. And as much as I think the Reds have improved, I've got good feelings about David Ross. Got good feelings about David Ross and what he's going to bring, because they've just been talking about it for 4 years that they miss what he brings, exactly what he brings, and now here he is to bring it again. So I got Cardinals, Cubs at the top of the division with Reds and Brewers rounding it out. But boy, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what the Brewers pitching staff is going to bring. I don't know where they're going to make up some of the lost power with losing Moustakas and Grandal. But then again, you got Keston Hira now for a full season, and he's proven since coming up as a rookie he can give you some power. And then obviously Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain are the X factor and all that. So I don't know what to make of it right now. And I think that, you know, we had Mo Egger on a little while ago from Cincinnati, and he said something very compelling, and that is whoever just really owns and beats the hell out of Pittsburgh may end up winning this division because that may be the X factor.
Yeah. But if everybody goes 16-3 against Pittsburgh, but they should, right?
Right.
This is the way. No, that's fair indeed. Really, I mean, it hasn't been about the rotation in Milwaukee the entire time, and that's been okay. They've survived that. This year, with the rule shift, I think it might need to be more about the rotation. And if that is the case, the Reds have the best rotation. Hell, Luis Castillo is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got a guy with that kind of stuff who's probably going to be your 3 because Sonny Gray has shown the consistency, and Trevor Bauer's there for the full year. My God, and the rest of the acquisitions they've made. So the Reds are pretty terrifying, all told.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Hey, real quick before I let you go, the Cubs scaled back a little bit payroll-wise. I know the Brewers owner had said that they operated in the red this past year, this past season. Give me your thoughts on the Ricketts and the economics of baseball and where it stands right now.
Well, the owners have cleverly built in the competitive balance tax as a de facto salary cap now, and we've seen its effectiveness where the Red Sox and the Cubs are the obvious ones. Even the big market behemoths are given an opportunity by the rules to control their spending and maximize their profit. And that is just the way that business is done. Theo Epstein knew this was coming. Dave Dombrowski knew it was coming, which is why he kind of melted down a little bit last year and ended up getting replaced in Boston. And this is the way it's going to be unless you're the Yankees and you're willing. I mean, even the Dodgers with all their moves, if they balance things right, they're going to be under the tax this year. The Yankees are the only ones skyrocketing past it for a second year, and willingly so. Everybody else is now playing on a field that's a bit more level, and it's an uncomfortable truth, but it is the truth. And it's amazing that for some of us, it means you're left pining for the days when at least there were 8 or 9 or 10 teams who were going to explode with payroll. Now, even those 8 or 9 or 10 teams have to be smart about it. And if they're not smart about it, and they've spent money on Chatwood, and they spent money on Hayward and Brandon Morrow and things like that, then it can come back to bite them, and that's where the Cubs are.
Always a pleasure, Matt. I always appreciate it. Love listening to you guys down there. Keep doing a great job, and just enjoy sitting in that seat and calling baseball in Arizona.
Bill, I can't wait. Appreciate it very much.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Matt Spiegel from 670 The Score in Chicago joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.